This is your Hollidaysburg news update for December the 7th. A one-vehicle crash occurred on December the 5th in Greenfield Township. 47-year-old Vicki Stahl of Duncansville lost control of a 2007 Buick Rainer. The vehicle traveled off the roadway and struck an embankment. The operator received a suspected minor injury and is being charged for the crash. A harassment occurred on December the 7th on Old Route 22 at Shamrock Court, Judiana Township. A 60-year-old male from Duncansville was charged after punching a 22-year-old male from Duncansville in the arm. A two-vehicle crash occurred on December the 6th on Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Antis Township. A 2007 Chevy Impala operated by 59-year-old Charles Gibbons of Tyrone struck a 2016 Nissan Rogue head-on operated by 68-year-old Barbara Thacker of Tyrone. The operator of both vehicles were transported to UPMC Altoona, and the operator of the Chevy Impala is being charged for the crash. A two-vehicle crash occurred on December the 6th on Pleasant Valley Boulevard in Antis Township. A 2015 Volkswagen Passat operated by 26-year-old Jalen Oliver of Tyrone struck a 2015 Nissan Sentra operated by 39-year-old Beth Oswald of Bellwood. There was no reported injuries, and the operator of the Volkswagen is being charged for the crash. A one-vehicle crash occurred on December the 6th on Bellwood Road in Antis Township. A 17-year-old male from Kerwinsville, Pennsylvania, lost control of a 2001 Dodge Dakota. The vehicle traveled off of the roadway, crossing the double yellow lines, traveled into a yard where it overturned and struck a utility pole. The operator of the vehicle and a passenger, the operator of the vehicle was not injured. However, a passenger, 18-year-old Isaac Peters of Clearfield, Pennsylvania, was transported to UPMC Altoona with injuries. The operator of the vehicle, which is the 17-year-old male, is being charged for the crash. A DUI crash occurred on November the 28th on Kettle Road at Holland Road in Tyrone Township. 31-year-old Randy Hunter of Altoona crashed a 2004 Ford F-150LT. He was arrested for DUI following the motor vehicle crash. Lab results indicated that Hunter was over the legal blood alcohol limit. Charges are pending against Mr. Hunter. A Megan's Law violation occurred on December the 3rd at 1510 North Judiana Street in Belair Township. 26-year-old Brandon Sharps of East Freedom is in the Belair County Jail on a probation detainer after failing to notify state police that he had moved from his registered residence. He had moved approximately 1 month ago. Sharps was required to notify State Police Megan's Law Section within 48 hours of the address change. And that is your Hollidaysburg news update for December the 7th. This is Cameraman reporting.